Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Magic Zeit, the last trend short show title courtesy of Johnny Davis and super producer Anna Hosnier's current obsesh with the Magic Mike live show. She has informed me that I need to take my wife to it as soon as possible to give her life, I'm told. Yeah, but just a rave from super producer Anna Hosnier. Multiple text messages. Just like there's a story there, and they really tie it all together. Channing Tatum might be a genius. I think she talked about this yesterday also, but it's the momentum has not flagged in terms of her excitement about the live show. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined by the co-host for today's trend, writer for TDZ. It is J.M. McNabb.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
I also think you should take your wife to go see Magic Mike Live, just for the record.
Yeah. You were saying show her what a real man looks like before we started recording.
That's exactly what I said. When you said it has a story, I'm just imagining it brought me right back to like when Ninja Turtles had that live show and like they had to defeat Shredder with the power of keytars.
Yeah.
I imagine something
didn't
like that.
Catch that one. But I've caught the Paw Patrol live show with my kids, and the storyline there seems to have been conceived of in 3 minutes. A perfunctory is what I screamed as I was watching it in the theater. Theater. I said, this is not theater. The story is perfunctory. The music numbers are blah, drab, uninspired, skip. I yelled at Rubble, who was DJing the set. For some reason, he was a DJ all of a sudden. Yeah,
what, really?
Right? Give me a break,
that's
Rubble.
Bullshit.
Yeah, come on, man. This guy's a construction worker. You think he's all of a sudden a DJ? No offense to construction workers, but I don't think you can be DJs. all right, JM, let's get into the trends,
yes.
Shall we? Also, shout out to Johnny Davis, still out here giving us short show titles that are always great. Thank you, Johnny Davis. No thank you, Russia, is what I'm saying on behalf of Tom Cruise. So there's a story that Tom Cruise was planning to make a movie in the International Space Station, aided by a ride from SpaceX, just all our favorite brands coming together, Scientology, whatever Elon Musk's cult is going to be called. We talk about his plan for a company town in Texas, aka commune, on tomorrow's episode. But the hope was he was going to be the first person to film a movie in space. I was not hopeful because my feeble brain could not think of the right premise for a movie filmed in space that Tom Cruise would be on board with. Like, it just,
yeah, it's hard to run in, yeah, in the space station.
But so I watched the trailer. So the nut of the story is that Russia beat him to it. They filmed a movie on the space station. They just released a trailer, and I am fully on board with the trailer. The trailer looks really good. I was wrong to doubt this idea. It looks cool. It's called The Challenge. And it is just an episode of MTV's The Challenge in space, just recreated line for line, Johnny Bananas. So it's a great premise. This is what the premise should have been. This is what the premise that my brain should have come up with. But I think the presence of Tom Cruise stopped it. But it's basically a astronaut on, or a cosmonaut in this case, on the space station, gets badly injured, can't be transported back down to Earth without, you know, harming him, needs emergency surgery. And so they need to send a team of, you know, needle-nosed doctors up into space. It's like Armageddon, if Armageddon's plot made sense. You know?
Yeah, because, like, yeah, that's the thing they always say about Armageddon is, like, why don't they just train astronauts to drill instead of vice versa? But, like,
that's,
you're
the
not
thing
gonna...
Ben Affleck said to Michael Bay on the set of Armageddon. He said, Michael Bay, real quick, just a quick question. Why wouldn't they teach astronauts who are notoriously quick learners how to drill? And Michael Bay said, Ben, shut the fuck up. And that was the entirety of the conversation. And then Ben Affleck got drunk and did the DVD commentary and told that story.
To be fair, like, on the set, like, wearing a space suit is not the time to bring up that complaint.
That's a good point. But anyways, yeah, this makes sense. This is, like, you couldn't probably teach an astronaut to be a, like, expert surgeon in the space of a couple days, right? Or, you know, however quickly they need to get them up there. And the space footage looks really cool. Like, it looks great.
It looks super cool. I mean, I didn't understand what anyone was saying. So maybe
I did not either.
It might just be nonsense. I don't know. But it looked cool. Yeah. Like, I mean, you can actually see, like, you have that visceral feeling when they look out, like, the window and you see Earth. Yeah. And yeah, it's cool. I mean, yeah, the bar has been raised for Tom Cruise to do something crazy in space.
Even crazier than this. Yeah. And also, Russia is apparently going to leave the International Space Station project in 2024. So, a farewell letter.
Maybe that's also why it's going to be good, because it's not going to be like propaganda. It's just going to be like, well, we did, you know, we're leaving anyway. Let's just.
Yeah. We're not fans of this. Yeah. But yeah. Probably not. It'll be interesting to see how they treat any astronauts that are aboard, if they're just like, fuck these guys. They're just like shotgunning beers in space.
And do the other astronauts even know it's a movie? Like, are they just kind of making it like Borat or something? Right. Just went up there with a camera.
That's a good point. Mitch McConnell was concussed in a fall, is in hospital, as they would say in the UK. And there's not really much to say about that. The USA Today was like, what is a concussion?
Yeah.
That was their headline, which, interesting.
It's like, who is reading USA Today, checking in the news about Mitch McConnell, and doesn't know what a concussion... I don't understand who this headline is for.
Amazing. All right, we wanted to talk about Tucker Carlson's continued obsession with your country, your homeland, Canada.
Yeah.
Because he recently suggested, in his fun way, where he's like, joking, not joking, that America should invade Canada.
Yeah, which was the premise of a John Candy movie. Doesn't seem like the best idea.
It's based on a viral video, like, because he's just like racist Tosh.0, I guess, you know. Some bigoted piece of shit in a goofy hat came to disrupt a drag queen story hour at a Calgary public library, and was escorted out because he refused to stop screaming and refused to leave and, you know, was screaming about the homosexual agenda, which talk about things that aren't appropriate for children to be around. You know, he just made it a horrifying situation for everyone and was escorted out. And Tucker Carlson thought the treatment of him was rough enough that he should suggest starting a war. Your thoughts, JM?
as the official spokesperson for Canada.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's just so stupid. It's extra stupid because it's like, yeah, he had this like Chiron on the, is that how you say it? Chiron? I've never said it out loud.
Right.
Saying, you know, like Canada's become this authoritarian, like atheist state because I guess this guy's like the pastor of some, you know, right wing ridiculous sect of whatever. But anyway, so saying like, yeah, like he framed it as like, in Canada, if you believe in Jesus, they will throw you out of a library and rough you up. You know, it's like, well, no, this fucking guy like is going in, you know, screaming about the homosexual agenda, yelling at kids who are just trying to have a story read to them. I mean, and even like putting aside all of the bigoted shit he said and how like obviously repulsive this guy is, like you can't go in and just start yelling in a library.
Right.
Like even
this
if he was yelling about,
I expect to be treated if I yell in a library about anything.
It's not like, yeah, it's not this authoritarian state. Yell about anything else in a library, they'll probably ask you not to. Like,
yeah. And they might, if you continue doing so after they tell you to stop screaming about ice cream, like they will probably, you know, forcibly remove you from the premises.
It's just so stupid. But it does seem like, because, yeah, he like straight up in another show said that Tucker Carlson, I mean, suggested invading Canada because it's become Cuba. And like, I think one of the NDP MPs here like wanted a formal condemnation. The NDP is like the sort of left-leaning political party here.
Sure.
So it's being noticed. I think it does seem like it's the trucker convoy has kind of like broken his brain.
His attention. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's trying to like keep that vibe going.
It was the trucker convoy, officially a vibe for sure.
Right. Exactly. But it's like, yeah, it's like trying to have that, you know, apply the misconceptions he had about that story to, you know, a guy being thrown out of a small library in Calgary.
Yeah. This is a direct quote. Why are we not sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau? And I mean it. But that's how, you know, funny people are joking, as they say, and I mean it.
Right.
Yeah, but he just generally, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how his show continues on as like these leaks of him being like, yeah, Trump is worthless and bad for the Republican Party and I don't believe in any of this are revealed. And then every night on a show, he's like, we should start a civil war. the election was rigged after more and more evidence comes out that he privately does not believe that. But it feels like he'll find a way. Anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll come back to talk about important things like the Oscars.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And there was the American tourists. Two Americans were killed in Mexico. And this has apparently been a big story on Fox. They were killed by a cartel. It's a horrible, horrific tragedy. But the latest update on this is that the cartel left people, like from their cartel, in the car that the police were looking for in connection with the kidnapping, left them like tied up in the car with a letter being like, our bad. Actually, these guys is bad. We didn't mean to do this. A direct quote from the letter: we have decided to turn over those who were directly involved and responsible in the events, who at all times acted under their own decision-making and lack of discipline. And you know, those individuals had gone against the cartel's rules, which include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent. So some major league ass covering coming from this drug cartel. But it's just wild that they have like a PR strategy, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think they have like their own stationery to pen yeah. apology notes?
We know it's from them because look at the stationery heading. It's a wild story. Yeah. Obviously a tragic one. There is a new Netflix docuseries about Malaysia flight, MH370, which is the plane that vanished almost a decade ago. So it's a documentary. It seems to be coming from the thesis that nobody knows what happened here. For my money, I feel like we do know what happened here because of that evidence. Like we covered this back a long time ago, on TDZ, but they found evidence, like the pilot of the flight had a flight simulator in his home and he had done the exact flight that they suspected the plane based on like transponders and everything. Like that was the last flight simulation he flew. So the theory is that he was suicidal and decided to take an entire plane full of people with him and had planned to do it. Had flown the flight simulation, and then because he had turned off the transponders and depressurized the plane, which would have knocked all the passengers out, that's why it was like so silent and so mysterious. And then, you know, you crash it and like most of the earth is ocean. And so the fact that like nobody found the plane's wreckage is not all that strange, but it seems like they are like the Washington Post article about this, like could be a piece of, you know, sponsored content from the documentary. Cause it's like, there's a lot of like, I did a search for the word like flight simulator, because that seems to be the key piece of evidence that like answers the mystery. Like it's pretty, that's a pretty big smoking gun that he had flown the exact flight as his last, not like at one point yeah. over the course, as his last simulation. But like they don't talk about that because I guess it takes away from the mystery and, you know, you don't want to spoil your big docuseries.
Well, I found one. There's one review I found that says, I guess there's like three episodes. And okay. in the first episode, they addressed that theory that it was like a murder-suicide. Mm-hmm. But then it says in episode two, they go into the ill-supported theory involving the Russian government.
Sure.
And then it says in episode three, they present a conspiracy that the plane was destroyed by the American government so that the Chinese wouldn't get their hands on certain technology. So I guess it's like a different premise in each, and they get less and less plausible as it goes on for some reason.
Well, at least they open with the one that actually makes sense. But yeah, it is a favored conspiracy theory area. I am not anti-conspiracy theories. I'm just, I don't think people should waste their time on conspiracy theories that seem to be pretty clear cut. But
yeah. Oh, and it says they do a fourth episode, and the fourth episode is just the whole show of Lost. They just start playing Lost.
Yeah, it turns out they were in purgatory the whole time. All right, and then the Oscars are happening this weekend. There's a weird story about how like Zelensky wanted to come and wasn't allowed to come, I guess.
Yeah, or I guess he wanted to like zoom in.
Make an appearance, and they were like, no, thank you, sir. We've had plenty.
Which is apparently was the case last year as well, but I don't remember hearing that at the time, that he asked to be a part of the telecast and they said no.
Yeah.
Which seems like the kind of weird tone deaf thing that the Oscars would do. So totally. It's kind of, I don't know why.
Seems counter to their nature to do something that suggests that they're like, we're not the center of the world. We're not important enough to like, cause I remember there was a story in the early days of the war that like Robert De Niro was trying to get Zelensky to like come to his Tribeca Film Festival.
Right.
It was like, this is like when, as he is at the height of trying to like marshal an actual war, like day to day, they were like, what if you came through and like introduced this docuseries?
Well, he did. They said he just did a similar thing at the Berlin Film Festival. So he's making the film festival rounds.
Yeah.
He's, I don't think he's like has a short or anything. I think he's just, talking about the war, I guess, but it is weird. This like, yeah, it's all kind of entertainment venues that like, what would he do at the Oscars? Like he's going to come.
He's really invested in Tar winning. Yeah. He's a huge Tar head. I don't know. We'll talk more about like what's expected to win and stuff like that on tomorrow's trending. But do you have a personal pick a personal favorite?
I mean, I think like I was telling you before, like I do love Everything Everywhere All at Once. Like it's in another world, it would be the underdog and like it would be nominated. It'd be like, oh, how did this weird movie that came out last March get nominated? Yeah. Like we're rooting for that, but it's in this weird position where it's kind of the favorite to win. It has the most nominations.
Yeah.
And there's a sense I think about like the Oscars nominate movies that aren't cool. It's not cool to win the Oscars. It's usually like the lame movie wins and the cool movie doesn't win.
Yeah.
Or was neglected and or not nominated. But I just love that movie. And I actually do hope it wins.
Yeah. It feels like my experience with the Oscars is not letting my brain accept that it will, because it does feel like the right movie to win. It's definitely the movie of the year in terms of like being this breakthrough hit, like critically beloved, like audiences loved it. And in the same way that my brain is not letting me believe that there's not going to be like a 20-minute interview between Sean Penn and Zelensky in the middle of it. Like, it's like, wait, what? Why are they making the right decision here? So I don't want to give them too much credit.
So they're just, it's like, it's a false story to like set you up.
Right, exactly. And then we surprise them because Putin reads Deadline. So, you know.
And then Best Picture is like, oh, it was a write-in for, they gave it to Green Book again. So,
yeah, like too many Green Books for me to fully trust that they're going to give it to the right movie here. But we'll see. All right, JM. Well, we will let you get back to defending your nation from invasion by Tucker Carlson.
Thank you. I'm fashioning a bayonet out of pipe cleaners just in
there
case.
There you go. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me on Twitter at JM McNabb again.
Amazing. Well, that's going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.